This week is the parsha of the spies, the meraglim that sent to Eretz Yisrael to check out the land for Klal Yisrael, and they come back with bad reports. And they're punished, the whole of Klal Yisrael, that for 40 years they're going to have to wander in the desert. The 40 years are keneged, the 40 days that the meraglim traveled around Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Asher Weiss, he asked, what was the avera? They're talking negatively about the land? How long did that take? The avera wasn't that long. It was an hour and a half. So why is it they were punished for the 40 days of them traveling around Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi brings the pasuk of Chazal. Vayelchu vayavoyo. They went and they came. That when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they had an agenda. They knew what they were looking for because they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And they found what they were looking for. Hashem had given them this land. Hashem told them it's a good land. And they spent 40 days there and all they could come back and say it was bad. So their whole going around the land was negative. And it was for those 40 days of walking around the land saying it's negative, connected that they were punished for 40 years of wandering around the desert. This is the story of our lives. You can process anything you want. Any situation, any person can be viewed through any lens, and that will determine what you're going to see. Eretz Yisrael was the promised land. Klal Yisrael knew that one day that they would go there. They were enslaved. They'd seen the plagues. But they were going to Eretz Yisrael. And the spies went and they saw. It was a land flowing of milk and honey. They saw the size of the fruit. They'd never seen that before. And with all that, they say, it's not a good place. How could that not make an impression on them? How could they not see the greatness of Eretz Yisrael? And besides that, they'd seen the splitting of the sea. They had heard Anochi Hashem Lekecha from the mouth of Hashem. When they come to the land, should they not have thought maybe Hashem has a plan? But they say, no, people die in Eretz Yisrael all the time. Everything we experience is a result of choice. What happens to a person is one thing, but how a person chooses to experience it is a choice. It's a matter of perspective. There are people that go through life and never stop complaining. Nothing is good enough. There's a pessimistic way of being negative about everything. Others go through life and find it so exciting. It all depends on perspective. The first astronaut in space, it wasn't the Americans, it was the Russians. And he said, when he got back to Earth, he said, I went up there and I couldn't find God. 3 years later, when the Americans are circling the moon and millions of people are watching it on their TV sets, they read the first 10 Pesukim of Bereishis. They saw the wonders of Hashem. How is it? You can go out into space, see the world, see how beautiful it is from afar. See the stars, the galaxies, the beauty of the moon from up close. And for some, it's breathtaking. Wow. Bereishis bara Elokim hashamayim v'haaretz. It's so unbelievable. It's got Hashem's fingerprints all over the world. And for someone else, it's not there. It's all a matter of perspective. Every one of us are made of dirt from the ground. But neshama is blown into us. And when we see a friend, another human being, do you see them as dirt? Or do we see them as a chedek and a kamimal? It's a choice of what we choose to focus on. None of us are perfect. We have shortcomings. We also have strengths. Do we write off someone as a failure? Or do we see people and look for their greatness? The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the sign of greatness is ish kefi mahalaloi. One who can see greatness in others is great. But one who only sees faults in others is faulty. It's all up to what you're looking for. A person has to be open and objective, not to see what you want to see. There's so much more going on than what you want to see. If you have an agenda, you'll always find the things to back what you want to see up. This is what the parasha teaches us. It's easy to collect the flaws in people, in situations, but you have to see what is beautiful. You have to see the greatness in every human being. You have to be energized by a struggle to see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Our perspective has to be positive. This is the message. Most human beings torment themselves. How many people believe in themselves? We can help people, bring joy to their life. Perhaps all they see of themselves is a negative side. You can save someone else's life just by complimenting them. You can make a difference to humanity. We can undo the sin of the spies of the Meraglim. We can learn to see the Tzelem Elokim in every human being. It's our choice. Good Shabbos.